Thank you very much, and should we call the roll, please, to establish a quorum?
Evans?
Here.
Evans here. Harmon?
Here.
Harmon here. Blakeslee?
Here.
Blakeslee here. Corbett? Leno?
Here.
Leno here.
We have a quorum. We're missing Senator Corbett, but I think we'll go ahead and start. She'll be along shortly, I'm sure. Senator Evans, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Senator Harmon. I knew there was something I was missing. I appreciate your administrative skill here. I'm pleased to present to the members of the Judiciary Committee SB 163. It was previously heard in this committee as the state bar dues bill. It's since been amended to draw upon a very helpful and very exhaustive process by the board's by committee with respect to the Bar Association's governance. The task force is called the Bar's Governance in the Public Interest Task Force. And they met for 9 months to address issues with respect to the bar's governance and how the governing board should move forward. The bill, as it has been amended, represents a compromise proposal that reflects both the majority and the minority reports. Members may know that the Bar Association's role in protecting the public is critical to how the state bar and the attorney profession is perceived. Drawing on the efforts of the task force, this bill will help ensure the protection of the public is the highest priority of the governance of the bar. So what the bill does is it reduces the size of the current board of governors on the bar. It revises its composition, determines who appoints the members, which would be the Supreme Court, the legislature, and the governor. And then there are attorney members that can also be elected by the state bar. It ensures the diversity of the board is maintained by specifying criteria that the Supreme Court should consider when making appointments. And it also ensures that the public protection is the highest priority of the state bar. I have former Senator Joe Dunn, who is now the executive director of the state bar, here to testify on the bill.
Oh my gosh, I had to be told to turn the mic on. It's been a few, Senator. Thank you, Mr. Chair, very, very much. I do want to start by reiterating my personal comment that I made last hearing, which is the staff of this committee is the best doggone staff in the entire building. But I do want to thank the senators, the staff, and Madam Chair for focusing in on this bill and for her authorship, of course, of the bill. Primarily here, of course, to answer any questions, just a few, one or two quick comments regarding the amended language that was not in the bill when we were together about 2 weeks or so ago or so. The board of the state bar is now examining that language. They are well aware of it. They have called a special board meeting of the state bar that is scheduled for June 17th to review the language and hopefully take a formal position on the language. Obviously, we at the State Bar and its board and its management encourage this bill to move forward at this time. We do want to express our deep gratitude to this committee, its members and staff, for taking seriously both the majority and the minority proposals that were in the report from the Governance Task Force. And the board is well aware of how serious this committee, its staff, and others in the legislature took those two proposals and then developed the language you now see in that in the bill before you. And so on June 17th, they will be addressing and hopefully taking a formal position at that time. And beyond that, happy to answer any questions that the committee may have.
Thank you, Senator Dunn. Are there other witnesses in support? I see none. Are there any witnesses in opposition to the bill?
Mr. Chair, I move the bill.
The bill has been moved. Are there any questions by members of the committee? Seeing none, Senator Evans, you may close.
Thank you. I will just close by saying this is definitely a compromise. Everybody that was involved with this whole process is slightly unhappy, so that usually reflects a good compromise. But I think it's workable, and it changes the ratio of the public members to the lawyer members. So, again, public protection being the highest priority. So I'd ask for an aye vote.
Thank you very much. Then the motion is to approve as amended. Is that correct? Is the bill?
The motion would be that the measure be returned to the Senate floor for consideration and ordered to third reading.
All right. You're good with that motion, Senator Leno, then. Thank you very much. Secretary, call the roll.
The motion is that the measure be returned to the Senate floor for consideration and ordered to third reading. Evans?
Aye.
Evans, aye. Harmon?
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Blakeslee?
Aye.
Blakeslee, aye. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye.
All right, the bill is out on a 5-0 vote. Madam Chair, shall we just go ahead and adjourn? This committee is adjourned.